Hello, hello. So I'm walking out here with the dog and contemplating as I do, and I'm thinking, like, what brings me to start my own school? And I start thinking about my own children and how different and unique they all are, even though they were raised solely by me, really with almost no one else in the picture for most of their lives. And so I look at how different they are, and I'm like, God, if kids from the same family and the same parent who don't even, you know, whatever, can be so different, then imagine all the kids that were raised by different parents with different beliefs and different ethics and different morals and different expectations and different discipline and different IQs. I mean, some of it's genetic and some of it's, you know, what they're surrounded by. I mean, even in my house, you know, they say, oh, the biggest indicator of kids reading is having lots of books in the house. We went to the library weekly, maybe more than once a week sometimes, and had, you know, thousands of great books in the house. And my oldest doesn't like to read. It's not that he's not good at it. It's not that he can't. It's that he chooses not to. And, you know, so, ouch. Sorry, my dog is being cuckoo. She's got the zoomies and just ran into me. So it's impossible for one type of school and one iteration of learning to be enough for all the kids. It's an impossible task to expect a teacher to meet all those needs. And so I will never say anything disparaging about teachers in the school situation, because they do their best with what they've got. So that's why I think that opening different schools and allowing for parents and kids to find what works best for that individual is so important. It's difficult, but it's really important. Yeah. Because I just literally, like, I was thinking, my son has baseball and a school project tomorrow evening at the same time. And I was going to email his teacher saying that we needed to leave the school thing early to get to baseball. And that baseball for my kid is as important, because he struggles more. He's shy and struggles with the social stuff. And so for me, the physical and the sports, the, you know, the camaraderie of a sport and a team and all that is as important to him, maybe more important to him than school. And that's okay with me, even as a long-term teacher, even as a mom, you know, and that's, I think that's important that we recognize the whole child. And it's funny, because before I had kids, I found myself saying, I don't get how parents can just not send their kids to school or not do this or that, because I wasn't a parent yet. And I didn't take into consideration, unfortunately, the whole child. Because I didn't know the struggles, the other struggles that a kid may be having. And, you know, we see what we see in the classroom, but we may not notice. And we may notice different things than the family notices or whatever. So my goal is to provide a school that will meet the needs of some of the kids. It won't be for everybody. I say that all the time. I said that what my expectations of doing are, even for my own kids, I would have to kick them in the butt every day and say, have you done your expectations for school? Have you done the stuff? Have you done what you're supposed to do? Because there's a little bit of get up and go that needs to happen in my school situation. I can't make kids do the work or the things to start their own businesses, to go out into their community and solve problems, to be little project managers. Sorry, my dog's running off far and I don't want to go in the river. It's a little too chilly yet. But so I can't make that happen. So some of it's going to have to come from the kids themselves. And some of it will have to come from parents. So, you know, if your kid is a lump, a bump on a log, and doesn't have any interests or only wants to play video games, they're probably not going to be a good fit for my school. And that's okay. Hopefully their school is a good fit. Now, this doesn't mean our job as educators is to entertain children. I think that's some of what has gone amiss in this generation is because they're bombarded by activity all the time. They never sit in boredom or in silence or in stillness. And I think that that's a cause of a lot of anxiety for children, is they don't know how to be present with themselves. They're always distracted by external sources. And I think that's a lot on our brains. I think it's a lot on our nervous system. And that's another thing we'll add in to our live classes is breath work and stillness, basic meditation, being present and quiet and still is a gift. And these kids don't know that because they never experience it. I was thinking that this morning. I went to the bathroom and I was like, oh, I should have brought my book. I was in there for 1 minute. I don't need to read a book while I'm brushing my teeth. Why do we feel the need to distract ourselves all the time? And so I think that that's a big thing as well. And we will work on that. And not that, you know, for me, it was more like I have to accomplish something all the time. Not necessarily have to be distracted. I like being on my own. I like being quiet and still. I like sitting and contemplating. But for me, it's like, nope, I have to accomplish something. And, but again, different needs, different sources, all the things. So my opening this school is an attempt to fill a hole, a void that I have seen for the same type of student for a lot of years. And that's what I'm trying to do. I feel as if the kids, the ADHD kids, the super, super smart kids, the high-functioning autistic kids who you know, might get fixated on one thing, when we find their thing, all those kids kind of, their brains work similarly. When they find their thing, they are masters at that thing. And I want to help that become their learning and encourage and uphold that and uplift that and just embrace it as their gift, not as their struggle. Regular school looks at those things as a disability. I think it's a super ability. But we have to find a way to allow that to be productive and to guide their lives and to guide them into something where that can be functional and work for them, if that makes sense. And that's my goal, is to help those kids, neurodivergent kids, I guess. Really, I don't want to label that. I don't want to label anything. But I find that they're the ones who struggle, I don't want to say the most, but a lot in schools. But not because they're not capable. Maybe because they're super capable, but only in their chosen path. You know, if you've ever seen a kid with ADHD who, when they get their hyper-focus on their thing, whatever their thing is, it's like they've left the universe, which is horrible and amazing. It's horrible for regular school. It's difficult as a parent because you're like, come back to me. But in functionality, in the case of, I don't know, running a business or starting some kind of thing, it's amazing. You know, some kind of nonprofit or something like that. That ability to super focus is wonderful. So let's hone that. Let's build it together. Let's make it what it needs to be for these kids, because we're losing them. We're losing them to anxiety. We're losing them to depression. We're losing them to dropouts. We're losing them to, you know, self-despair, all the things. So come join me if you want to find more. I have just finally gotten my business website started yesterday. I'm going to work on it some more today, but it is. And you can email me It's a long one, so listen carefully. You can email me at outsidetheboxacademyonline@gmail.com. And my website will be, it's not live yet, but it'll be outsidetheboxacademy.online. Probably by the end of the week, I'll have that looking good enough to share. But come and join me and let's have these conversations. I think it's really important. And the nice thing about a smaller school is we can individually have these conversations and meet the needs. We can try different things. We can do what we need to do to help these kids be their best selves. So I look forward to working with you. I look forward to working with your students, your children, and let's make some change for these guys. All right, have a great day.